I thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for being blessed by God. Amen. Not that I deserve it, not that I'd earn it, but God in his own good mercies has blessed me. God decided to do that through his son Jesus. And tonight we have that blessing because of Jesus tonight. Thank God if you're blessed, it's because of our Lord. And no good of us, amen, but just the goodness of God. I thank God for that. A lot of people think they deserve it. Brethren, we don't deserve it. It's because of Jesus. It's because of his son. Thank God. Make me want to get on my knees tonight and thank him for what he has done for me and what he's done for you in saving our soul and giving us the blessings of God. Amen. And bless us as we try to stand and sing or preach. And what a good, wonderful song tonight. I appreciate God the song. That's a blessing. I thank God for it. It's edifying to my spirit. And I bless the Lord for it. Thank God. I'm glad he put me in this way. Amen. I'm glad God chose to do that. Amen. I could have went a many a way. Amen. And I'm thankful. Thank God. Jesus said, I am the way. He's not a way. He's the way. He's not another way. He is the way. Amen. God put that in my heart, the Holy Ghost. And brethren, he testifies of these truths and gives me the spirit, thank God, of understanding in the will of God that I might know him, know what the direction of God is, and everything's in Christ. If I know where he is, amen, and lead my life, I'll be right where I need to be. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, listen, all things are of God. There's nothing, brethren, amen, that happens in our lives that he didn't allow. And brethren, purpose in us, thank God, to do his will. I was thinking about Jonah just a little bit this morning. And I thought about him running when God told him to go to Nineveh. But God had that all set up too, brethren. He prepared a fish, amen, for him to swallow Jonah in his disobedience. But brethren, thank God, that was a New Testament sign. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. And so I know tonight, thank God, that I'm in that way. I'm glad God put me in that way. Brethren, I don't understand everything, and neither do you, but I'm glad, thank God, I can trust him. And know, thank God, that his way is right, and his way is holy, and his way is the power of God. And I know that, and I know God does it. And brethren, it's not ourselves. Amen. Thank God, he said, not we ourselves, but our sufficiency is of the Lord. And I bless the Lord for that. I'm glad, thank God, there he is. A liberty in Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank God in a man. Brethren, you can't walk in liberty and walk in bondage. Amen. A lot of people is in bondage tonight. They're in the religious bondage. Amen. And listen, the only way you'll get out, thank God, is be made free through the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not what men say, it's what God says. Been so many commandments of men drawn up in this hour, and brethren, men are so fallen into that trap. It's nothing but a snare to bring men into the bondage. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, for I frustrate not the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain. But brethren, he didn't die in vain. He died for me, amen, and gave me life eternal. So I'm reading tonight in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul here writing to the church at Corinth. And brethren, this is a local church. Listen, it's a local church, friend. Amen. You say, what about the universal church? Brethren, Christ, amen, died for the church. I'm not saying that there's churches. There is churches all over this world. Amen. Brothers and sisters and assemblies. Thank God that meet my brethren, amen, the fellowship, hear the word of God, be edified, and bring glory to God, amen. But brethren, this is a local assembly, amen. Thank God he gave gifts to the church, and brethren, I believe they're still intact tonight. I believe, brethren, that God gave these to the church, and it was for edifying one another, amen, edifying, amen, most of all to glorify God, and also to edify and perfect, amen. amen, he gave pastors and teachers and evangelists and apostles, it said, and prophets, amen, and listen, God and I, brethren, I'm a preacher, amen, not of my own doing, but the call of God, God, for over 30 years, brethren, listen, I've been trying to, amen, pastor a little, and then God's helped us preach before then, and still try to preach, amen, I can only do what God tells me to do and what he'll see fit to do in and through me. I don't say everything that I do is God, but I'll say this, brethren, if God gets in that thing, it'll be the flow of the Spirit, and it'll be the wind of God to blow, thank God, in your heart through the message. I'm glad tonight, thank God, he knows how to save sinners. Brethren, he don't need no help. Amen. He didn't need no help before I got here, and he surely don't need it after I got here. Thank God, he chose me as a preacher of the gospel, as a co-laborer. Paul said in the gospel, the grace of God, amen, we're labors together with God, amen. And so I thank God for that. Listen, amen, tonight, the whole body, friends involved in this thing, I think a lot of times that we just think like, amen, some of these religious do, amen, that it's only the preacher, brethren. Listen, it's a body, amen. He said here in the text tonight, he said, but all thieves worketh, that one is the self-same spirit divided in every man severally as he will. He said, and I thank God, give the gifts out as I will. It's God's will. It's his purpose. Amen. I didn't say, God, this is what I want to do. Amen. God called me to preach. And brethren, listen, God put the preach in me. Amen. I appreciate that. God knows what to do. Amen. No matter what, brethren, I'm an open vessel. And his vessel, amen, to do what he wants in my life. Amen. I'm not in this thing to bring glory or make a name for myself. Amen. I want to glorify God and do his will in spirit power. And brethren, he said, we a body. Verse 12 says, for as the body is one, hath many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Brethren, he said, the body, amen, is the body of Christ. And brethren, thank God tonight, there ain't but one body, amen. Now he's preaching here, teaching to a local body of believers. And he said, in that body, I've set them in that body. Amen, listen, thank God tonight for the church. The church is not a building, it's an organism. Amen, it's the people of God. It's the born again people of God. Amen. That come together in one assembly of believers. Amen. As we meet here, there's other churches, true churches. Thank God tonight, my friend, that meet together as a body of believers. And God's son, Jesus, amen, is the head of it all. Praise God. Amen. The pastor's not the head. Jesus is the head. The pastor's been put there, thank God, as an overseer or a caretaker of God's sheep. Amen. In these days, that was the purpose of God in him calling a pastor, amen, to a local flock to teach and preach, amen, and be that leader, amen, far as in the spirit life. You got to remember, this body is a spiritual body. It's not an earthly body. In the Old Testament, the Jews were born into a family that God accepted because brother Israel was the apple of his eye, and he blessed them. Thank God, why? Because, brethren, listen, God did it because of his own will. And brethren, God blessed them. And they were earthly people. But Jesus said in John 3, you must be born again. The earthly birth won't get it. Just because you're a Jew, you don't have no rights toward God. Amen. In a spiritual body. Every man's got to be born again, whether they be Jew or Gentile. Everybody is born again, thank God, baptized by the Spirit. Amen. Into the body of Christ becomes one. He said in verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in the one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, have been made all to drink in the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many members. And so as we assemble here in this place, thank God, there's a body of believers. Amen. We've had men to go out to pastor, some to go out and preach, evangelize. Amen. They're still part of this body, functioning really from this body that's been placed in another body of believers.
believers to be a blessing, but they're still a part of us. Amen. They left us and went out to this ministry. Amen. That God called them into, and I thank God for that. But in this body of believers tonight, thank God they have been given gifts. They've been given, thank God, what God wanted them to have, or where he placed them in the body. Some's a foot, some's an ear, some's a hand, some's an eye. Every part of the body is needful according to the scriptures. Amen. If I didn't have my thumb, it'd be a hurtful thing. I couldn't function the way I needed to function with my hand. And when the body's hurt or the body's hindered, amen, the whole body is affected by it. Amen. A lot of people say, well, this me, I'm missing a little meeting tonight. Amen. Won't hurt. But brethren, when we come together and the whole body's not together, it does affect us. Amen. Any pastor or preacher, thank God, knows that it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. That uses the man to preach. It's the Holy Ghost that works among the body. But listen, if you can get the whole body together in one mind, one accord, functioning in that part, what God put in them, brethren, you can have a manifestation of God in that body, because the head will be satisfied, brethren. Amen. He said, by this men shall know my disciple, because you have love one for another, brother. And love tonight, thank God's been manifest through that body. Amen. Listen, the Bible said, brethren, listen, thank God, the blood, brethren, is the fruit of the Spirit. And he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, brother. And when a body loves one another, brother, there's nothing greater. Amen. You can look fine on the outside, and that's all right. We'll back that up and say amen to that, but that don't bring the presence of God. Amen. Listen, Jesus said, amen, the love of God. He said it should have brought in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. Listen, we need to have love amongst the body tonight. If there's love for every member, every part of the body, I'm going to tell you this tonight. He likened the church unto the body. He is the head of his spiritual body in this world. And brethren, I'm a part of it by the new birth. I've been born again. Amen. I didn't get in by this joining a local membership. In fact, I don't know what that all means. Some wouldn't join with them, but I do this, that when they is regenerated by the Spirit of God, amen, that's baptized by water to identify their salvation and identify with the Messiah or the Christ, amen, that crucified, was crucified for us, amen, and listen, by their baptism, listen, thank God they identified with the body of believers, amen. I'd be ashamed to not said I was saved, amen, hadn't followed the Lord in water baptism to identify, amen, with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and his body. Amen. The Bible said, brethren, listen. Paul said, praise God, the gospel is what saves me and not baptism. But baptism, amen, identifies yourself with it. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. He said in Acts 2:41, they that gladly received his word were what? Baptized. Amen. And they were added to the church, 3,000 souls. But Paul said it on the other end. There's always two ways that you can preach something as far as looking at a subject. Amen. Listen. Paul said, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Amen. Listen, but we need to be baptized. And he said, I baptized none of you, said Stephanus and Fortunus and some of them others, brother. But the Bible said in Matthew 28, Jesus gave the commission to the church or the disciples. Amen. Was the formation of the church. Amen. Members of his body. Amen. He said, go in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Somebody asked me one time, is it all right to baptize in the name of the Lord? I said, long as the Lord Jesus, amen. But he said in Matthew 28, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And they were some baptized in the name of the Lord. Friend, are you hearing me tonight? Most the important thing is that you've been regenerated by the Holy Ghost and God lives within you. And listen, thank God that church has been given that a commission, and that church has the authority that Jesus gave them to baptize. Amen. Them that are believers, not unbelievers. You don't sprinkle nobody. You don't pour water on their head. There's no forgiveness of sin through water. Forgiveness is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brethren, tonight I'm glad, thank God, amen, that I was a saved, regenerated, and I followed the Lord in obedience and believer's baptism to identify with him in his church. And that's the way it is. And brother, tonight, thank God, I'm glad, amen, the body is one tonight. Thank God we got a body of believers here. Amen. And everybody ought to function doing the will of God, doing what God made them. Thank God for it, friend. He made me this way. Amen. Listen. Thank God he said this in the scripture. But now if God set the members, every one of them, in the body, amen, as it pleased him. Thank God it was because that was his will. That's why he done it. Thank God, friend. People ought not complain tonight. Amen. Of what God put them in. Amen. And what he told them to do. Brother, not every man's going to be a hand. Not everybody's going to be a foot. But thank God you're part of the body. And brother, this one body, listen. And the bodies will love one another. I ain't got to do his will and function in the spirit. I'm telling you, when you can get it like that, thank God, I'm telling you, all the gates of hell, it cannot prevail anyhow. But it ain't going to disturb, amen, a people that love God, love one another. Amen. It ain't about them. It's about him and about other people. Thank God. Paul said, esteem others better than yourself. And when you really want God, it really don't matter, amen, whether you get your way or not. Amen. And that's right. Never seen a day of childishness in assemblies down through these ways that we see. Amen. People, ain't God get upset about everything, friend. But if they ever got their eyes set on the glory of God and why God uses them and what God called them and how God severally put them in that body, friend, they'd rejoice tonight. Thank God. He ain't saying, why can't I do this and why can't I do that? I just want to bow on my unworthy knee tonight and say, Lord, just thank you for letting me do anything. I thank you, Lord, for letting me be in the part of it. Amen. Just thank you, Lord. Amen. Like the old brother said, I'm just going to say a little something and get out of the way. Brother, listen. Ain't God, it's about wanting him to get glory and brother, the body to function together. And that's the way he set it up. We're a body tonight of believers. And the body is the work. And walk together in love, friend. And he said, brother, even the weaker part or the feeble are necessary. Ain't God, every part's necessary. Brother, tonight it is, and the body, ain't God, needs to come together. There's too much lukewarmness and too much coldness, and we need a fervent fire, God, in the body of believers. Brother, well, they'll fall in love with Jesus again. Amen. Instead of just being religious and going through religious motions. Brother, it's time to get back. Ain't God, for the body of believers. Ain't God to love one another and want what God wants more than anything else tonight. Amen. Brother, we ain't in that day because there's too much big eyes. Amen. Too many people want the glory. Too many people want the fame. Amen. I watch it all the time. They don't even realize they do it. And brother, who am I to judge? I'm the weakest man there is. Amen. I ain't nothing. Amen. Unless God helps me tonight. Amen. Listen. Thank God, but there's too many people wanting to be noticed tonight. Amen. And when that comes like that, brother, amen, then you'll have a lot of difficulties. He said this in the scripture. He said that there should be no schisms in the body. There should be no divisions. No divisions in the body. Amen. But that the members should have the same care one for another. Brother, if you can get a people loving one another and caring for one another, amen. If a man's got sickness, thank God the church cares about that. They got him on their heart. That's just the way it is. Amen. How would you like to be a member of a body of believers that say they love God, but they never love the brethren? God said, how can you love me who you have not seen and say, and you don't love your brother whom you have seen? How can anybody, brother, tonight, how can people harbor unforgiveness
in their own heart and they don't have no forgiveness. And brethren, they're living in bitterness and guilt and all kind of things and not in their own heart. And they can't live in victory because they got unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and grief in their heart. And brethren, you can't have a church like that. There's got to be freedom. There's got to be love. There's got to be confession. Ain't got to stay right with God tonight. And brethren, we got this thing today that, brethren, everybody cares more about themselves than they do anybody else. It's a selfish generation. Paul said in the last days, perilous times shall come. And he shall say, he said, men shall be what? Lovers of themselves. Amen. And that's where it's at tonight. We all have a battle with it. I'm sure you are. Still have a battle with that. He said, no man hateth his own flesh, but he cherishes and nurtures it, even as Christ the church. Amen. That's strong right there. He said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Do you love her like that? Amen, brother. I'm telling you, you're going to have some long sufferings. Amen. Love, thank God, it covers a whole multitude of things. Amen. Listen. And the wife too, brother, she's to listen and obey him. Thank God, in the spirit of God, in the will of God. That's right. The body needs to come together, friend. Amen. That husband and wife become what one flesh. Thank God, my friend. And when a body of believers are born into this family, this spiritual family, by the new birth, thank God, they become of one another, friend. Amen. This body's connected, thank God. It can't be separated tonight. Amen. I can't, if I separate my hand from the body, my body hurts and it'll never be able to function. And brother, tonight, that's why, thank God, all these people's always dissatisfied. Amen. With some of these and they've been members of 15 different places. And brother, God ain't in that. He don't send his sheep out looking. He sends us, he leads his sheep to the will of God. And I'm telling this tonight, brother, these people that get mad and blow up that are repenting, amen, to God, and leaving a body that they ought to be in, friend. Amen. If they ought not be in it, thank God, find the one they ought to be in. But most of the time, it's not like that. Brother, it's about their feelings and what they want to the what God wants. Amen. That's sad. Amen. My brother, I've been a member of two churches since I've been saved. And I was called out, the pastor listened. And I've been here now by the grace of God for 32 years, going on 33. Have no boastings in that. Amen. All to be in hell tonight if it had not been for the mercy of God. I boast not in anything. I see myself as a weak man because I know myself better than I know you. And anybody that judges other people all the time, they don't see themselves. Because if you judge yourself, you won't be judging other people all the time. Brethren, it's a love thing. Amen. Listen. He said, here we are. He said, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Brethren, they don't sit puffed up. Amen. Thank God, they rejoice. Friend, somebody else gets blessed and they don't. Thank God, we ought to rejoice. Amen. Listen, jealousy will kill a church. Amen. Listen. Brother, it's got to be one. We're one body. We can't hurt one another. We can't, listen, cut one another up. Amen. Listen, if somebody falls in the sin, we need to restore them. Amen. We need to have the love of God in us, considering ourselves, instead of getting on the telephone telling everybody what other people are doing. Friend, it ain't the will of God, friend. It's just a bunch of, listen, hypocrisy. And the church ought to march on, friend. Thank God, if we got to be together, we got to walk together. We can't have one of them, thank God, out of step. It'll affect the whole body. He said a little leaven left the whole lump. Amen. That's what it does. Amen. We was on a little vacation last week, and I want to say this. It wasn't a vacation from God. It was just a little time away. Me and my wife and family, children, grandchildren. I went to a little meeting on a brethren on Wednesday night, and I ain't got up there in Fosco and in the mountains, and thank God we went, and we had about 10 there. Amen. And you know, it didn't bother me a bit.
Thank God I come to meet with God, and that young man got to preaching, amen. And brother, God helped my heart, and I bless the Lord for it. And brother, we are like-minded of faith in God. And I bless the Lord for that tonight. Amen. We need that together, brother. Amen. This ain't, listen, people say, well, my church is the best. Brother, God, amen. That's just foolish talking. Amen. You don't have the best church. Thank God, friend, Jesus is the head of the church. It's his church, friend. Thank God. If you're born again, you're in his church. Thank God if you're associated or assembled in this group of people, friend. Thank God for it. I love it. I appreciate it. Amen. Thank God. I'm a brother, and I'm better than nobody else. I have no boasting in that. Thank God, but in the Lamb of God. Amen. That's the only boasting I have. I can't boast in nothing else but Christ. I don't boast in myself. I don't boast in my abilities. I boast only in the one that saved me, and if any good comes from me, it'll be because of him. And brethren, when you get a group of people that love one another, that care for one another, and rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep, and have a deep heart care for a brother or sister in need, and you mold that thing together, amen, through the grace of God, Jesus does it. He put it together. He break it. Listen, I say this here at this church. Brother, people come in. God, I'm thankful, brother. We ain't got a bunch of Heinz 57 business. Amen. We got, thank God. Amen. Who God puts here. And I'm not saying that the devil couldn't slide somebody in. But brother, it's just like a brick in this building. It'll fit the building. Amen. That's just the way the church is. Amen. I ain't got no desire to proselyte other people. Amen. I'm not into that. It don't matter to me. Listen, thank God I'm not putting my name in the newspaper. Thank God I'm not putting in these daily quote religious newspapers saying how many we had. Thank God, or how many was saved and baptized. Brethren, are you hearing me tonight? God's got the number on that. Who knows but God knows. Amen. Thank God we ain't in that business, friend. Thank God, God gives the increase anyhow. Amen. It's his glory, it's his work, it's his miraculous workings and the supernatural work of God. I'm not trying to be ugly. Thank God, I just believe God ought to get all the glory in it. I don't believe God ought to get glory out of what I did. Thank God, he said we're nothing. It's God that gives the increase. Amen, brother. Listen, thank God, I believe the book tonight. I'm glad for the old King James Bible. Amen, that's what we use, friend. Here, we believe it's the inspired word of God, and I bless the Lord for it, but it don't make me righteous because I believe that. Christ, thank God, is a record in this book, and he, thank God, lives through me, amen, and lives in me and through me. Thank God, and thank God for this book I can read, and the Holy Ghost work in my life and give me something from heaven and actionize my soul and help me in the kingdom of God. Amen. And that's what Jesus preached. He preached the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? It's in me. Wherever I'm at, that's where it's at. That's where the kingdom is. That's why we need everybody in this assembly, including myself, thank God, to love one another, walk in love, and be joined together that we might be a perfect man. That don't mean that we're going to be without sin. That means that we're going to be mature, that we've grown in the grace and the knowledge of Christ. We're mature, we're edified, and we're out doing the work of the ministry to bring honor and glory to Christ. And he gives the result. Amen. I say that's right. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening tonight. Just had that little thought on my heart. Thank God we're one body with many members. And everybody's got a place in that body, and it's put in there by, he said, I give to every man severally as he wills. It's his will, brother. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. He'll function in it. Amen. When we humble our heart and submit to him completely and want him more than anything else. And I bless the Lord for that. Thank God tonight. I love you and appreciate you. Appreciate everybody that would listen. Amen. I appreciate you and love you. Thank God for you. And we're going to have prayer here. Father, I thank you, God, tonight for the word of God. Thank you for Jesus, who's the living word. God, that this book reveals the Son of God, Lord, through the preached word. And God, through the manifestation of that Holy Spirit work. God, tonight, thank you for that. God, tonight, bless this little assembly here. God, may it get power in it. God, may it get stronger. And may it love more. Amen. Lord God, help us to love everybody in the body. And walk in faith together. Thank God. Believe in God and seeing Jesus glorified and working in and through us.
Amen. Thank God for that. Oh, God, I pray for them who are sick tonight. God of heaven, you touch them in the power of God. And God, give healing tonight. Lord, I do pray. God, again, thank you for this time together. Bless those that's listening tonight and them that will hear. And we'll thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Till next time.